Think about this. NBC News hired Jen Psaki, not as a consultant, as a full-time show host, right? Jen Psaki hired as a full-time show host at NBC, and Chuck Todd's worried about Ron McDaniel being a contributor, a paid contributor. All these networks had paid contributors that are former politicians and different folks, you know. Ken Buck's probably on his way to NBC News or CNN or whatever. But Jen Psaki is sounding the alarm because she's a Democrat on third-party candidates is a major threat to Biden. Huge, huge, huge problem. Sounds like a straight reporter, doesn't she? Huge. See, I'm a commentator. That's my job. I come out here and call the world as I see it. I watch the circus come into town. I watch the parade go by, and I give you color commentary on that. That's my job. It's also what Jen Psaki's doing, but they do it under the pretense, under the guys. They pretend that they're straight journalists. They're nothing of the sort, of course. You know, Morning Joe and Jen Psaki, people are an embarrassment to journalism because they're not journalists. Meanwhile, here's a little headline. I'll get more into this later, but I thought you should have it. Maine rejecting sweeping electric vehicle mandate in a blow to the governor's climate agenda. Yeah, Maine is rejecting the sweeping electric vehicle mandates. Yeah, they say affordable transportation is a requirement, not a luxury in rural Maine, said Democratic Maine member of Congress Jared Golden. And so Maine is saying no to these. The Maine Board of Environmental Protection turned down the so-called Advanced Clean Cars program after receiving overwhelming opposition from stakeholders and citizens. The proposed program would have closely mirrored regulations in California, mandating that at least 51% of new car purchases in the state can be electric by 2028, and 82% must be electric by 2032. That's 4 years and 8 years hence. Doesn't make sense in Maine, doesn't make sense in America, frankly. Don't worry, there's a correction coming. There has to be. There is a correction. Coming up, Pete Hoekstra will be here to discuss $1.2 trillion in spending and Republicans running out the door like cowards. It's all straight ahead here on the Steve Gruber Show. Good to see you on a Monday.